Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Molly with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Helen Youngberry, a staunch homelessness activist, has announced plans to promote two new permanent homelessness shelters in Ipswich. The advocacy rose amid graffiti being written on the old National Australia Bank, which reads, "Homeless Shelters for Ipswich." The building has since been boarded up, prohibiting homeless individuals from sheltering on the premises.
The Bureau of Meteorology is closely watching a weak tropical low in the Northern Coral Sea that could develop into a tropical cyclone by late Sunday. Senior meteorologist Phelim Hanafy said the low, known as 22U, would drift eastward over the next few days and away from the Queensland coast. A southeasterly is set to bring showers to the east and parts of the northeast tropical coasts today.
In national news, three truancy officers have been deployed to Katherine High School in response to reports of an increase in schoolyard fighting. Northern Territory Minister Joe Hertie says the extra boots on the ground and reintroduction of phone locking pouches will give the school extra support. The opposition has criticised the response, saying truancy officers were never meant to be pseudo-security guards.
The federal government has weighed into an argument regarding penalty rates being scrapped for supermarket and retail workers. The Australian Retailers Association has asked the Fair Work Commission to vary the award to exempt some employees from penalty rates and other entitlements in exchange for a 25% pay increase. The commission is expected to hear the case next month.
In international news, researchers in Chile's Alto Hospicio have been trialling a new way to solve the water crisis in their city. The technique, named fog harvesting, is completed by catching droplets on water on a mesh cloth hung between two poles. Fog harvesting has been used on a larger scale in Morocco near the Sahara Desert for decades.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.